Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 1st of April, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar is the 29th day of the Hebrew month called Adabet. So today is the final day on the Hebrew calendar in terms of this month called Adabet, the 13th month of the year. The year has come to an end on the Hebrew calendar, And we are going to begin a new year tonight when the new moon shows up. The new moon shows up every month at a certain point in month after 29 or 30 days. And it's all to do with the Hebrew calendar, as I said. Now, Satan may have changed the calendar to the Gregorian calendar, but he still observes the moon phases. And he does his things according to the moon phases, believe it or not. Some people already know this because they like to wake up in the night and pray between midnight and 3. Or during the day at midday, between midday and 3. Because of the, you know, the devil is all about the sun worship and the moon worship. And he likes to do things, especially when there's a full moon. Or especially when the moon is red. He likes to heighten his witchcraft activity against the children of Yah. But it is well with us in Yahushua's name, as Numbers 23:10-23 says. So there's a lot to be said about the month of April being the fourth month of the year. As we know from Genesis chapter 1, 14 to 17, the number 4 represents signs, seasons, and wonders. So though this month is not the first month on the Lord's calendar, but because it's the fourth month on the Roman calendar, we still have to associate that with it because the Lord does. And when he was sending his prophet Elijah of these end times, the one talked about by his angel Malachiah, in Malachi or Malachiah chapter 4 verse 5 to 6, he ensured that Elijah, prophet Elijah, was born in this month of April. In fact, her birthday is in 3 days' time from now. Last year, her birthday fell on the final day of the Passover festival, which was day 21 of the Hebrew month called Nisan, or Aviv, or Abib, the day of the crossing of the Sea of Reeds, which is popularly known as the Red Sea, but originally called the Sea of Reeds. So last year, her birthday fell on the 21st day of the month, of the Hebrew month called Nisan, but this year, it's just an ordinary day. Nevertheless, we honor this day every year, the 4th of April, because the Lord blessed us with a prophet Elijah of these end times as per fulfillment of, as per Malachi 4, 5 to 6, and therefore the fulfillment of Malachi 4, 5 to 6, and has used her in various ways to prepare us for these end times, for the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And also, especially, actually, is the great and terrible day of the Lord. Because that day, indeed, it will be dreadful. It will be terrifying or horrific. It's not a day that any man would really want to be alive. But, of course, we have no choice. We who are in Yahushua Mashiach will be fine as long as we are faithful to him. We will be all right, because that's when the judgments are going to intensify, and it all begins with the fiery kickoff event. Once that begins, then we know that the giants are nearly here. The giants are coming back, brethren. Those of you who have not seen the teaching on the giants, the prophetic teaching on the giants, please go to our website to learn more about it. The giants of Genesis chapter 6, the men of renown whose necks touch the sun, which means you can't even see their heads, they are coming back and they are going to come back after the New York event, the 9/11 part 2. And they'll be here for quite some time. Not sure how long. The Lord has not told us whether he'll take them away or not. All I know is that they are coming. And probably they'll be here still during the 3 days of darkness. During which time the demons will also be all over the earth. And many other things. So that's all part of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And that's why the Lord felt that he needed to send his Elijah. Is someone in the anointing of Elijah. When he says he's sending his Elijah, he's not telling us that he's going to send the Elijah of Tisha B'Av. No, he actually means that he's sending somebody in the anointing of Elijah, somebody that is operating in the very similar anointing to that of Elijah. And that Elijah is supposed to have a partner who works with her that operates in the anointing of Moses. But unfortunately, it's not easy. The battles that come against this person are too much. And if the person that is chosen as his partner is not very strong in the spirit, they are likely to fall and thus not be able to complete their task. So unfortunately, as far as I know at the moment, the person that's supposed to operate in the anointing of Moses is not in action, or should I put it that way? Because that person is based in Israel, and Israel is going through a lot of turbulences right now that it's easier to go into hiding. So some things have not been properly accomplished, but it is well. She's done her best. She's really tried her best to release as many prophecies that we need to know as possible before it's too late. Many people wonder why it's a lady. Well, the Lord can choose to send anybody he wants. If you read very well Jeremiah 18 and other scriptures, the Lord will tell you he's the potter, we are the clay, and we can't question what he does. Please beware of that man that is in Kenya who calls himself Elijah. He is not Elijah. He is a serpent seed. He's an evil, he's an agent of darkness assigned to, you know, steal, kill, and destroy the children of Yah. Many people are deceived by him. He's in Kenya. Many people are deceived by him because he claims to follow the Hebrew calendar and he seems to be doing things like a Hebrew, but no, he is not Hebrew whatsoever, and he is just lying. He operates with serpents. He uses serpentine power to do his miracles, his fake miracles. And I want you to understand, brethren, that the true Elijah of the Most High God cannot be ministering openly like that. If you read the story of Elijah, you will understand what I mean. Elijah and Elisha are not people you just bumped into the street in those days. They were always in hiding, and you really had to seek them out in order to find them if you needed a miracle through them. In the same way, a proper Elijah of these end times is going to operate in a similar manner. In fact, when Apostle Elisheva Eliyahu was being called to do this job, the Lord told her to read about Elijah and beware of how Elijah operated, which means she's not supposed to go around parading and showing off. And indeed she doesn't. It's really hard to get a hold of her. In fact, as the years have rolled by, it has become more difficult. She used to be able to go to churches and minister, and you could invite her to any country, and if the Lord led her, she would come. Now she can't do that. So, brethren, that man in Kenya that is calling himself an Elijah, please just stay away from him. Stop listening to him. Stop following whatever he does, because it's all leading to the kingdom of darkness. He is not doing the will of the Most High God. Rather, he is promoting the will of Satan and setting people up for hellfire. Now, the month of April is a very special month. It's a month of miracles because it's usually the month in which the Hebrew month Nisan falls. And so it's associated with the death and the resurrection of our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. The Romans have made sure that they try to place Easter around the same time as Passover every year, thereby making people to struggle to make a choice what to observe and what not to, those who are still on the fence about these matters. Brethren, don't be deceived. The name Easter is the name of a goddess. That goddess is the Queen of Heaven that the Lord mentions in Jeremiah chapter 7 and possibly, no, I've forgotten the other chapter, maybe 44. That's the Queen of Heaven. She bears many names. She's the moon goddess. She is Ishtar, Ishtar in another language. So she has various names. Every culture has a name for her. She's Semiramis. She's Isis. So when you hear Isis, that army was called Isis. It's not a coincidence. It's called Isis in honor of that lady. So that's the spirit that operates behind her. And this is the same spirit that operates in Islam. It's the spirit that controls Islam. So while Roman Catholicism, which is run by Esau, Rome, the Edomites, Idumeans, the Iron Kingdom, the Serpent Seed, while that Roman Catholicism that they created is all about the sun worship and the sun god Baal, Islam that they created and then made Ishmael to adopt is all about moon worship. And you can see that they made Islam to really resemble the Jewish Judaism, let me say Judaism. They made it to resemble Judaism a lot, and then they included a small element of Christianity, or should I say, it's Messianic Judaism and Orthodox Judaism. They mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, which is Isa in their Arabic language, but they just call him prophet. So there's a lot of manipulations to deceive people. So that's why the army called Isis is called Isis, because it's all about the moon goddess, or the Queen of Heaven, the evil or fake Queen of Heaven, mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 7 and various other scriptures. And it's to honor that goddess because she's the one that controls Islam. And so all the people that fight in that army are inspired by that spirit. And I've learned over time as well that this spirit is also called Jezebel, Madonna. You know, when you hear somebody calling themselves Madonna in America, there's a reason why they named her Madonna. It's all to do with honoring that goddess, the goddess, the queen, the fake Queen of Heaven, who is trying to take the place of the Holy Spirit, who is the only true Queen of Heaven. Now, this month of April, this season of April, the pagans use it a lot to honor that goddess. That's why when you go to shops in the West, especially in Africa and other countries, it's not so much evident, but when you come to the West, you will see it very clearly, and you will then understand the origins of Easter. And if you love the Lord so much, you will do everything possible to stay away from Easter and stop wishing people a happy Easter. The Lord did not resurrect on an Easter day, and he did not resurrect on a Sunday. There's no such thing as Easter Sunday in the Lord's heavenly records of holiness. The Lord cannot resurrect on the same day as which Satan has set apart for himself to be worshipped. Never. Sunday speaks of the worship of Baal, the sun god. So the Lord cannot resurrect on such a day, brethren. Think. Even Good Friday was set apart for evil purposes. The Lord did not die on a Friday. He wasn't crucified on a Friday, though the Romans like to make it look like he did. And between Friday and Sunday is not 3 days. The Lord is very specific, and so should we. So we shouldn't just go along with what the world has set up. If they want, let them continue with their lies. Let us be set apart as the Lord has said in his word. When you are set apart, you stand out of the crowd. You stand out of the crowd and you do the right thing before the Most High God. No matter what. Look at what Daniel and his friends, Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Well, their pagan names are Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They honored the Most High God by separating themselves, by asking the eunuch not to give them food offered to idols. And Esther did the same thing when she was in the king's harem during the season of preparing to become queen. So, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, let us stand out of the crowd. Let us stop wishing people a happy Easter. Let us stop wishing people a happy Good Friday. There's no such thing as Good Friday on the Lord's calendar. The Lord died on Passover. He was killed by the very Romans who created these fake or pagan days on Passover. And Passover, the day he died, was a Wednesday. The fourth day of the week. Once again, we see number four. He was killed on the fourth day of the week. So he was placed on the cross at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. He stayed on the cross until 3 p.m. And those days and times were chosen by Adam. So Adam knew about Yahushua HaMashiach's death way before we did. Yahushua gave revelations to him about it, because Yahushua would, visit him often to talk to him. So the hour at which Yahushua died is the hour at which, is the hour at which Adam and Eve sinned. And then they stayed in the garden 6 more hours before they were banned from the Garden of Eden. And at midday, we see the earthquake happening in Israel, a great earthquake that made the ground to shake and split into two in some parts, like the temple. It made the temple curtain to split into two, and where Yahushua HaMashiach's cross was split up, so that when they placed the spear in his rib cage, the blood would gush out and flow down onto the mercy seat and Adam's bones below. Hallelujah. That very place where the cross was placed was where the Ark of the Covenant was, and Adam's bones were buried by Noah. Hallelujah. So, brethren in Yahushua, let us celebrate Yahushua this month, his death and resurrection, but not on Easter and not on Good Friday, please. Let us do the 7 days of Passover, because they are full of great blessings. I was saying earlier that when you come to the West during the Easter season, from the time the Lent season begins, so you remember we talked about Lent. Lent is an evil period that commemorates the death of Tammuz, that is mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 8. Tammuz is the son of the fake queen of heaven, He is the sun god reborn. So the sun god was Nimrod. When Nimrod died, he was deified as the son of God. And then Semiramis came up as a giant, lying to everyone that she came up in a giant egg and something to do with the rabbit as well. I forget the story, but all these symbolisms you will see in the shops. You'll see a lot of chocolate eggs. They will shape the chocolate into eggs, the shape of eggs. Then they sell rabbit toys or rabbits, you know, some kind of rabbit stuff, and they call them bunnies. They also sell things to do with bird nests. You'll see bird nests a lot in the decorations, and you can buy these if you like as well. Then they sell a bird. They have also fake birds, and they encourage children in schools where these holidays are commemorated, the pagan holidays are commemorated. You will see children being made to do artwork with these kind of symbols. By why I say this is, I took my children to a nursery once, or some nurseries, and these nurseries were doing this kind of artwork. Whenever this time of year came, they would tell us to go and buy this, buy that. And that's another thing I've remembered, a bonny, they call it a bonny heart. The heart has, you buy the heart and then you decorate it with egg, with the bird nests and other things to do with Easter. So these decorations and these symbolisms, they begin to appear in the shops during the after Shrove Tuesday. So Shrove Tuesday is Pancake Tuesday, as known as Pancake Tuesday. And then you've got Ash Wednesday, where they put ashes from the kingdom of darkness on people's foreheads to mark them with the 666. And then they start the Lent period of 40 days, excluding Sundays, so that the days add up and, you know, get as close to Passover as possible. So this year, Passover starts on the same day as Good Friday. But please, brethren, celebrate Passover and not Good Friday. The Lord will count it for you as an act of righteousness. Forsake the pagan holidays and adopt the holy days that the Lord, you know, the set apart days of the Lord, as revealed in Leviticus 23 and various other scriptures. So Good Friday and Passover are on the same day this year. So we'll be doing the Passover Seder on a Friday night and Saturday night, and then we start counting the Omer on the next day, Sunday. And then on Monday, we celebrate the resurrection of the Most High God. They may call it Easter Monday, but it doesn't mean that we call it Easter Monday. We call it first fruits, because Yahushua is the firstborn of the dead. He is the first fruits of creation. And also those who are going to be raptured with him, Revelation 14 and Revelation 7 bride, they too will be called the first fruits of his efforts. You know, he came, he sacrificed his life, and the Lord demanded that he at least produces a set of people that are like him. And those are the Revelation 14 and Revelation 7 bride. The guests are not so much like him, because there are many sacrifices they haven't paid to become like him. Now, I'm going to bring this audio to an end. I hope that I've shared as much useful information as possible. If I have anything else to share, I'll share it. But I'll stop here for now, and we may talk about the rest when the month of Nisan begins, because we also need to talk about the barley crop. I forgot to mention that one of the reasons why the Bride of Yahushua associated with the barley crop is to do with the unleavened bread. But let me stop here for now, brethren. Remain blessed. Shalom.